Fly on the Wall, Season 1, Episode 3. Dan, great to see you again this week.
Always is, Tim. We're back. It's hot here in Melbourne, isn't it?
Very hot.
We've got the air conditioner on, so hopefully nothing comes through, and hopefully you guys can't hear that. You think that's all right?
Yeah, I think it should be fine. Okay. It is 42 degrees today.
Yep.
Very hot. The tennis is on in our hometown.
You're going to the tennis tonight, mate?
I'm going to the tennis tonight, my first time to a big match.
Very exciting. First time?
Yeah.
Never been?
Never been to the tennis.
Who are you seeing? Fed Express or...?
I'm going to Nick Kyrgios, tennis's naughty boy.
Okay.
The naughty boy of tennis.
So, Nick Kyrgios, for those unaware, just before we launch into the actual show, I just want to clarify, he's Australian.
Mm.
Are you going to support Nick? Because, I mean, the general consensus, no one really likes him.
Well, Wilfried Tsonga is playing. And
he's playing him.
I'm not a big tennis person, but I know that Wilfried's a big... Like, people love Wilfried.
Yep. Well, he looks like Muhammad Ali.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He does. So, you've never noticed?
No, I don't know what he looks like.
Ah!
Yeah, so I'm completely going into this. I know what Nick Kyrgios looks like. He's on the front page of the paper all the time, saying something absurd or whatever.
You don't know who Joe Wilfried is, but you're going to go for him?
Yeah.
Just because you've heard word of mouth, everyone likes him.
And I love France, so... Anyway, Dan, lots to get you across today. I've got a few things that I've noticed during the week from just people in the public.
Good.
The usual stuff.
Good. Yeah. No, same here. Pretty much a notebook full of materials.
Too. Me too. So, cool. Exciting times. Great. Just quickly, we do kick off the show with feedback. Mm-hmm. Sorry to make this go on.
Of course, yeah.
It's still a bit long. That's from Anonymous.
So last week was actually about 15 seconds shorter than the first. That's not enough.
Maybe that was the...
Trim more.
More. Okay. More minutes.
Yep.
Minutes. Camera was out of focus.
Yeah.
At a point.
Look.
We gave some sort of warning to that.
Sort of. We've touched on it a couple times. Don't have a cameraman. If you want to be our cameraman, hey, we'd love you to.
Yeah.
It's
just us in here.
It's just us. So if it does go out of focus, it's usually because I've walked in front of Tim's camera or he's walked in front of mine.
Mm.
Cameraman would avoid that issue.
Send us a little message if you do want to come in and film us. Open that. This is a nice one here. This is from Maggie. I'm going to try my best to pronounce this. Maggie Triantafilou. Triantafilou.
I almost don't doubt that that's wrong what you've said there.
Anyway.
No Maggie, confidence, no execution.
Lovely message from Maggie on YouTube. Okay. Mutual ranting is the best kind of chit-chat. Loving the new format for you guys. We love it too, Maggie.
Ah, brilliant. Thank you,
Maggie. Thanks for watching and watching our mutual ranting, because that's what we do.
Mum wanted a shout-out this week. She goes, I've been commenting on everything. You've probably seen her commenting away.
What'd she say?
I said to her, I go, Mum, we can't note that one of our mums has come on and just said mum stuff. Like, it's very, oh, so proud of you two boys.
Yeah.
You know, and like, she puts a lot of emojis, very proud mum. That's nothing to
I'll give a shout out to Auntie Simone. Thanks, Auntie Simone, for getting on and supporting us, because
it's better coming from Tim.
Yeah, thanks. Love you.
Thanks, Mum.
Dan, let's start the show.
Tim, we've spoken in the past. Those who listen to the podcast would have heard a lot of this. You've got a couple of bathroom tendencies that I raise an eyebrow at, but you think are quite normal.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
so you take your shirt off when you go and do number two.
Yep, because I think the smell gets trapped in the clothing. Yep.
Brilliant. And you've also got a squatty potty where you sort of raise your feet because
it's
healthier for you.
It's better for the bowels. So
good. So, and I've always sort of said, mate, that's a bit weird. Turns out, I would argue there's actually people that do weirder things in the bathroom than you.
Really?
Yep, got one here for you. Brilliant one.
Is this something that you think that I could maybe bring into my bathroom habits?
Yeah, I think when you hear it, you might go, ooh, you know, okay. I could benefit from this.
I'm intrigued.
You will be. Mate, it was in the news and I saw it and I thought, God, that reminds me, Tim.
Yeah.
There's a such thing in some households as a poo knife. Now, before you get too confused and start speculating, it's pretty much exactly what you think. It's to chop up the poo.
But is this something that can be purchased at a store, at a Bunnings warehouse?
Absolutely not.
Or is this something that people have just gone, everyone?
Yeah. Hey guys, FYI, here's the new poo knife. I'll be leaving it on the bathroom bench.
Where does the poo knife live in the house?
Well, I would imagine the bathroom, wouldn't you?
Well, you wouldn't be putting it in the cutlery drawer.
Well,
with the rest of the knives.
I tell you what, the bloke that was in the news this week, him and his missus found out that he's got a poo knife the hard way.
What happened?
Well, mate, she's using it for her toast.
No, she's not.
She is.
Wait, so...
That was my concern about it. If you were to incorporate into this house a poo knife,
yeah,
because essentially he's using it because his poos are too big. He can't flush.
I mean, he must be lots of Metamucil, lots of fiber. Just really.
It's a dietary issue for sure. But if you were to incorporate it, because you like to bring new things into your bathroom, and you and Emma are in the house and you go, you want to bring in a poo knife, how would you go about it? What would be the rules? How would you assign a poo knife?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wouldn't just designate a poo knife like willy-nilly. It'd be the most obvious thing in that it wouldn't live in the cutlery drawer. That's for sure. It'd have a label on it.
Okay.
It might be in the bathroom, hanging off a string, maybe somewhere near the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, is this what country is this in? Because there's a plumbing bad there or something. I mean, why is he chopping it up? Is it that dense and that?
It's literally just because his poo is very dense and big. There's a lot of girth and a lot of length, so it can't flush. He gets the knife in. Which I mean, I imagine he's probably. There's poo water on his hand and stuff because you've got to get in deep to get that poo. He's in there and he's chopping it so that it'll flush.
I mean, I don't think that's normal. I think he needs to go see a dietitian.
Yeah, I think that's probably the first thing.
Or dairy. Dairy helps break that stuff up to liquid form.
There's a solution.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Dan, I've discovered a group of shoppers who I've never really taken notice of before, but they're out there. And now that I've discovered them, I can't stop seeing them and experiencing them.
Okay. Are we talking supermarket? Are we talking shopping centre?
I'm talking, where do you get your meat from? Do you go to a butcher or do you go to a supermarket?
Supermarket butcher, usually.
Okay.
Like the butcher within, or maybe sometimes a prepackaged.
So I'm a little bit of a snob. So I go to an actual butcher.
Okay.
Like the guys who...
Fancy.
They're the ones who, they cut the meat out the back. You know, you're right there. And same with a fishmonger. I go to a fishmonger if I'm going to get fish. I don't just get fish off the shelf.
Fishmonger.
Yeah, you got to get it from the source. That's what it feels like. It feels like it's just a better way of sourcing your meat and stuff. Anyway.
Okay. I can get that.
These people also go there. So they too are quite snobby with their choice and selection of meats and stuff. These people, I wrote this down. Now, I haven't really quite got the name right yet. It needs to be a little bit more succinct and shorter maybe.
Yeah.
The want to tell the world how capable in the kitchen they are shoppers.
Wow.
Now,
that's definitely not a thing, but let's
make it one. Tell you how it works, and I reckon you've probably witnessed it.
Okay.
Imagine you're at the butcher and you're getting a steak. How would you order your steak? Go on. I'm the butcher. Hey, mate. What are you after?
Like a type of steak?
Just any steak. What do you look? I feel it there. Rump steak.
I feel it. Yeah.
Cool.
Usually.
Just one?
Yep.
Great, mate. Done. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's all I do.
Here's the group I've discovered.
Okay. Right. Wow.
Hi there, could I grab some beef, please? Yep, just that one there. Thank you. Very good. I'm actually making a beef Wellington.
Oh, so
Something for that. What would be your best thing for a beef Wellington?
I know the kind.
You know the kind?
I know the kind. That they're in there wanting to... They are. You know what it is? It's a power play. We've said it once before.
Yeah.
It is going up to somebody who is a professional in the industry... Obviously, in this case, a butcher.
Yep.
And it's almost they're wanting to be seen on their level. Seen as the butcher giving the civilian their meat.
No.
It's
Master
giving
Chef.
A fellow industry professional.
That's right.
Interesting.
I went to the fishmonger, got myself a fillet of salmon.
Yep.
Lady next to me goes, just some oysters. I'm actually making oysters Mornay.
Yeah.
Looking around.
Yeah, yeah. No one needs to know that.
I don't need to know. Chicken. No. I heard someone say, I wrote it down, chicken. Chicken, mate, I'm making chicken cordon bleu. what would you recommend for... Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You don't need to say that. Just go in, get your chicken breast.
Yep.
You know, you make people like me who are going
in... Because they're at the butcher. They know that whatever they need is there. Therefore, you'd imagine they know what they need. They don't need to be acting. They don't need to be looking for conversation
But
like
they make
that.
Everyone around them, including myself. I went to the butcher. All I want, I went up And I said, you know, just a handful of the beef mince.
Yeah.
Spaghetti bolognese is what I'm cooking. You know, I'm not going to say that. They don't need to announce it. No. And make me feel insecure about my cooking abilities, Dan.
So that's what it comes down to. It's your insecurities.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, Tim, quick quiz for you. Yeah, something fun. Mix it up.
I don't think we've done a quiz on this show.
No, yeah. I don't think we have either. But yeah, cool. Let's go a little game, shall we, for a second. All right. So, quiz for you, Tim, and I'll tell you the point of the quiz after it. Tell me this. Would you consider yourself a handyman?
Yeah, I would.
What have you fixed recently?
That DVD shelf that we spoke about a little while ago.
Okay,
I bought it.
That's IKEA, and that comes in about three parts, yeah, all of which you're provided with. Would you call it handy?
You still have to be a handyman. I've got a toolbox, so that makes me a handyman. Sorry. It's an IKEA toolbox, but there's a screwdriver in there and a hammer.
We can debate if that's handy online. I don't believe it is, though. We've all got IKEA toolboxes, Tim. Do you like to get into a made bed at night?
Yes.
Yep.
Feels like you're at a hotel.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels fresh.
It does.
There's something about getting into an unmade bed that just feels wrong. It feels like...
Feels dirty.
Feels dirty, doesn't it?
Feels dirty, doesn't it? Yeah, we nailed it, yeah.
Manscaping, you take pride in your appearance?
Absolutely, I mean...
Yeah, hair.
You know,
do
you
this. Give a bit of a pluck?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, here. Of course.
Actually, I probably need one soon.
Unibrow? Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Manscaping, that's fine.
I do it for other people. I do it so other people don't have to feel comfortable and be drawn to the gear.
Yeah, like you look good so others don't have to look at
unpleasantness.
Like cool. What about, have you ever cried in a movie?
Yeah.
Like what's one that springs to mind?
Inside Out.
Wow, yeah.
The animation.
Yeah, animation. Up.
Yeah. A lot of animation movies, actually. They're very good, like they Pixar are. And
Disney,
emotional
Pixar.
Stuff. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a romantic, Tim?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like to just do a few nice things for
her. Yeah, you just ask Emma.
Yeah, cool.
She'll tell you I'm romantic.
Great. We touched on it in the last segment. Would you consider yourself all right in the kitchen? You know, can whip up a meal, yeah?
Spaghetti,
cool. You will...
I'm really good at breakfast, actually.
Cool.
Good, like, eggs guy. Yep. Always get the eggs perfect.
Yep. Yeah. Do you like going out for brunch?
Yes.
On that note? Yes. Yeah, love brunch.
Is this just a quiz for me? What's...
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, okay. So, pretty much, you've answered them all the way I thought you would. Tim, I got some news for you.
What?
You're actually classed as a snag.
What's a snag?
You don't know what a snag is. Funny,
no.
Neither did I. Until George's mum called me a snag the other day.
George's mum, your girlfriend's mum.
Yep. Tim, a snag is a sensitive new age guy. Yep. Yeah. So let it sink, let it simmer.
What's George's mum's name?
Diane? Yep.
Sensitive new age. Sensitive.
So sensitive new age guy means you're a bit feminine.
Come on, Diane.
Bit feminine, obviously sensitive, and you're not overly manly. Not very manly.
Yeah, well,
Well, I mean, and you know what? When I first heard it, I went, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Sensitive,
I think I'm proud to be a new age guy because, you know, I'm adapting with the times.
I don't want to be an old age guy.
God, no.
Sorry,
no.
Diane.
No.
I'm up with the times.
But you know what? You know? It did make me think.
What?
Well, it made me second guess if I should be proud of it when everyone started getting a good laugh. You know, it all started with a chuckle.
Right.
And then the laugh grew. And the more people that found out about it, started going, you are.
Oh.
And I was going, well, hang on, is this not a good thing? And then Georgia starts running with it a little bit. Oh, it's because he's a snag.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh, is this her way of sort of planting seeds as to unmanly traits of mine that she sort of thinks need rectifying? You know, I got a new bed the other day, Tim. Chose to not put it together myself. It looked a little complex. Had a handyman come in.
Okay. Well, that's different, I reckon.
Is it?
So I reckon that you are, yeah. Because I'd build the bed myself.
Yeah, it had hydraulics.
Okay, then I wouldn't have done that. No. Need a mechanic. Dan, last week I spoke about Emma's brother Adam being in town from London.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And when he came over, big flight from London.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm already laughing. It's because of the last thing we spoke about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Big flight from London. And Adam spoke to me about something that does pop up a lot on flights.
Okay.
Okay. And that is the toilet break etiquette.
When you're
on a plane and you're in a 3-seat and you're on the window and you need to go to the toilet on a long-haul flight and...
Yeah.
If you're lucky, one of the people is asleep.
Yep.
But if you're not lucky, both people are asleep and you need to try and figure out how to get out and go to the toilet. What do you do? What's the etiquette? Now, what would you do? Have you ever been in that situation where you've needed to do that?
Yeah. Worst case is it doesn't matter if the person on the window is asleep. That's all right because it's one less person you have to interact with. It's the person on the aisle. It's the biggest thing. So is he on a window?
So, his girlfriend was on a window, he was in the middle, and they had someone asleep on the aisle.
Yep.
Now, Adam told me what he did to get her to get up and let them out, and
You've got an issue with it.
It didn't sit well with me. I think that's probably not the right way to go about it. I'll get you across it. I want to know, though, what you would do in that situation. You don't like flying already, but trying to get someone to move out of their seat.
I don't think anyone's ever overly comfortable when they're on a flight with me. So I feel like people around me usually on edge. So no one's really
Everyone's on edge. Yeah.
If somebody has taken a sleeping tablet though, what would I do? I'd make a commotion. So I'm like, you know, start getting a little bit agitated in my seat.
Start motioning
to get up and sort of fiddling the seatbelt's a good one. Maybe like looking down at my seat, trying to look for my thongs or shoes or whatever.
No tap on the shoulder, no gesture to the person. Excuse me.
I would be waiting for eye contact from them.
Okay.
And I get if they're asleep, you could be waiting a while.
Okay.
Maybe you know what? Maybe just like an accidental, you know, knock of the legs or something. Yeah, accidental. Nothing deliberate.
In Adam's case, this woman was passed out. She must have had a sleeping tablet. She was lying there on the aisle seat, completely knocked out. There was a movie on. She had her headphones on. The movie was still going and she was such in a deep sleep that...
All senses nothing, taken out.
Yeah, nothing was waking her up. So Adam tried the nudge of the shoulder. You know, he tried to, you know, whisper to her, nothing. And so what I said then, surely you just... crawled over, because that's what I've done before. If people are asleep, I try and crawl over them, which is awkward if they wake up and you're straddling.
What do you mean? You've got like one big stride over.
If you're straddling them and they wake up, it is frightening.
Okay, yep.
But often they'll stay asleep. Adam decided that he wasn't going to crawl over her, that he would gently go up to her headphones and lift them off her ear and then just whisper in her ear, excuse me, and then gradually build volume. Excuse me.
Oh, no, he did.
He did.
That's, I wouldn't imagine that's plain etiquette.
And then she's woken up.
I
said to him, I'm so lucky you didn't get punched in the face.
Well, that's true, because you know what? You wake up in a bit of a frazzle as is on a plane because you're like, where am I? What? You're like, you know, when you wake up and you're in your own bed and you're like, oh, what is this? Let alone when you've got a random guy next to you whispering. Ever so delicately in your ear.
So let's set the rule. I'm going to say straddle. I'm going to say straddle your way out.
Okay.
Crawl over.
One thing I want to quickly clarify with the straddle, would you be facing inwards at the person or facing away?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. Facing the person.
Why is that?
I feel like it's more personable. It's more like if they do wake up, I'm so sorry, I've just got to go to the toilet. Do you know what? If you're not facing them, you can't do that. You can't have that one-on-one conversation, no. Dan.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's lock in the straddle. Face to face.
Yeah, face to face straddle. Great. So, Tim, have you been across the news much this week?
A little bit, but not heaps.
You don't like to dive too far in, so I keep an eye on it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, President Trump.
Oh, here he is.
Now, we're not a political podcast at all, but he comes up... largely due to the fact he's a little funny.
And he's not a politician.
Well, he's not.
Let's just remind people. I mean, he's the president, but he's really, at heart, he's not really a politician.
He's the host of The Apprentice. That's pretty much what he is.
Yeah.
So, Trumpy has had his, a physical from a doctor. He's come in, and it's something all the presidents do.
Yeah, right.
And it, for some reason, gets released. I'd feel a little bit weird about that.
But I would,
I guess, you know, the general public have to know their president's in good health.
Okay.
Trump's had his. Have you seen him recently?
He doesn't look great.
He's a porky fellow.
He doesn't look great. He eats. He doesn't have a great diet too.
No,
that's one
loves
thing I've seen.
His Macca's.
Yeah,
KFC.
He does. Yeah.
I mean, anyone that's going to Macca's and having two Big Macs, two fillet of fish, and large chips, and a choc thick shake.
Is that his order?
That's his regular order.
Wow.
So, I mean, no one's going to be in good health doing
that. No, absolutely not.
So Trump's had the doctor come in, and I can't help but not buy into the news a little bit. Pretty much, he said perfect health.
The doctor
perfect,
said that.
Perfect. Perfect. He's in fighting shape, and he's actually healthier than most 40-year-old men.
Right.
So he's come out, and he's dropped that. And it made me wonder, what did that conversation go like between the two?
Right.
Because I feel like it's pretty obvious, but I mean, you know, if you had to guess. So you're...
Okay.
Okay, I'm Trump, you're the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. So I come in, hey, Doc, how are we looking?
Donald, got the results here, actually.
Great.
So you know your diet.
Yeah.
It's not great. I don't know if you know that, but the McDonald's is not helping. Your cholesterol's through the roof.
It's an American institution.
I understand that, but it is an American institution, but there's a lot of fat in McDonald's, so your heart's not in the best... your internal organs are not looking great.
I eat fish from McDonald's, though. That's a healthy choice. Healthier choice. Real fish.
Okay. Well,
yep.
You've got a point there. It is fish. You're getting your omega...
Exactly.
Three, I guess. Exercise. The only walking you're really getting is sort of around the Oval Office.
Yeah, big place though. And huge place. Biggest place on Earth.
I checked your Fitbit.
Yeah.
You're not getting 5,000 steps a day. And I've told you need to get 10,000.
Yes, but White House 5,000 is outside general public 10,000 requirement.
Is that... Okay. All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so exercise and diet is... fine, I guess, if we're going to write that. And
how's the heart? How's the ticker?
The ticker's, well, like I said before, it's probably not going too great.
Yeah, it feels good. Feels strong. Feels the strongest out of anyone's heart.
When I listened to it on the stethoscope, it sounded a little bit offbeat, a little weak, not strong. It sounds like it's just barely pumping
subtle
the blood.
Subtle strength. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom. Boom, boom.
Okay.
So, different.
So, do you want me to just write that you're healthy on this?
Well, because I've got a press... truth, obviously. I mean,
okay.
No fake news.
I've got
news.
A press conference.
Yep. So, healthy?
You're getting your omega-3s from McDonald's.
Yep.
You're walking lots. And your heart's at a steady, subtle...
Yeah.
Strong.
Yep. So, healthy. Good.
Okay.
Good.
I'll take this to the press now.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Good.
Thanks, Donald.
Something like that.
Oh,
I mean,
geez.
It's gotta be.
No.
He's a concern.
Dan, you know that I'm not big on social media. I'm not good at it. I don't post heaps. I just...
No.
I feel like it's always changing. Technology is always changing. It's a technology treadmill that I just can't keep up with.
It's an absolute excuse. At your age, you should be willing to adapt, keep up with technology. You're not.
Okay. Yep. Well, what I'm here to tell you now is that I've actually found a bit of a use for it. I'll say creepy. It might be a bit creepy. It might be a creepy use. I don't know, but I think it's useful.
I think it's
for someone like yourself, like me. We're brothers.
Okay.
We have sisters.
Yep.
We've both got a sister.
Okay.
Now, exciting.
Great.
Exciting news in the James household.
Yeah.
My sister has a boyfriend, and she'll absolutely hate that I'm talking about it on here.
Yep.
Now.
Hello, Beck.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
I noticed that Beck had a little pep in her step. She's just come back from America.
Cool.
She seems very happy. Yeah. And as a brother,
yep.
You go,
what's happening?
You know, what's happening?
Yeah.
You look great. You look happy. Something's happened in your life.
Yeah.
And indeed, something has. She's got her boyfriend. And, name's Andy.
Andy.
Yeah, I got more information out from her on the trip back from the airport. What I've discovered about social media is all you need is their username and you can find out everything. Now, when you're a brother and you've got a sister, you're always hoping to find a bit of
dirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were a good bloke, but now I've found you here at the strip club or something
he
like
is
that.
With the boys, yes.
All it's done... It's just made me go, he's a good guy.
Oh. And it's not really what you want as a brother. You don't...
Well, I would argue that I was hoping that I'd get something juicy, but it was... I was relieved, Dan.
I guess. Because the natural instinct for any brother, especially when it comes to a sister, is to not like this male that is dating and presumably having some form of relations sexual with your sister.
I mean, we don't need to go into that.
We don't at all. But, you know, when one thing triggers another, Tim, and you sort of go, I don't like this guy. Get away from my sister.
Mm.
But it seems as though you're planning the wedding.
I'm here to say social media is great to just suss out people who are coming in and out of your life.
To stalk. That's what
you're
doing.
I didn't want to use the word, but...
It's the S word.
Is it stalking? It might be.
It absolutely is. And you know what? You'd be more... Yeah. You'd actually not be ashamed in saying it if you were more across social media, because I'm here to let you know, Tim. Everyone stalks.
Oh, do they?
Everyone does it. You're new to it because you're virtually new to social media.
Yeah, I am.
Tim, everyone watching would agree, everyone stalks.
I can't wait for Andy to come to Australia. We're going to ride some motorbikes together because he rides them. He might teach me some skateboarding. He's a bit cool. He's got tattoos. Maybe I'll get a tattoo with him.
Maybe you'll be able to date him.
Yeah, go out for lunch.
Jesus.
Yeah. Thumbs up to social media.
So, apologies in advance, Tim, because I didn't invite you over. Well, no, actually, I did invite you over the other night for a barbecue at mine.
Yeah,
you
no,
didn't
no,
come.
I politely forgot. Declined.
Yeah, it was one of your more politeful.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Yeah.
No, I don't think politeful's a word, but.
That's not a word, but right. we'll run with it. So, I had people over, barbecue. It's great. Everyone had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Just before everyone arrived, Georgia and I were getting ready, and I went to walk out. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm just going to go in the kitchen.
Okay.
And she went, oh, hang on. You haven't got shoes on. And I'm like...
This is a barbecue at your house.
This is at my house. Okay. And I go, well, I don't wear shoes inside at home. Like, I'm at home.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. If you have people over, you've got to put shoes on because they'll feel uncomfortable and they'll feel they've got to take their shoes off. And it's, you know, girls are wearing certain shoes. It's part of an outfit.
It's an outfit.
It is. Yeah. It's an outfit. And they're going out for a nice night.
Okay.
So they've dressed up a little bit. And, you know, you've got to dress up because if you don't wear shoes, you're dressing down the event and
okay.
people will feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
This was all news to me.
Mm.
I've never heard of this. I wasn't aware of it. But you like to entertain here with Emma.
Yeah, I do.
And I wanted to ask you, is that a thing?
I wear bare feet. Walking around.
Okay, and so, I can almost assure you I've never felt weird coming here.
No.
That's so where has this come from?
Well, I don't know. So maybe, okay. Yeah, no, I don't.
Because, I mean, if I walk out in bare feet.
Yeah.
And you turn up and you got boots on, do you feel like you'd take your shoes off? Or would you leave them on?
No, I'd probably leave them on.
Yeah.
I don't even look at people's feet.
Here's another thing. I don't care if you take your shoes off. I'd probably prefer it because you're gonna muck up my floor.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, you know.
Have a bit of respect.
Have a bit of respect is what I'm getting at. Yeah. And if I don't want to wear shoes in my own house, I won't wear shoes. I'm not going to cater to the guests that are coming in and out. If you want to wear shoes, wear your shoes. If not, don't. I don't care. I won't be wearing them.
Georgia, if this king wants to wear his shoes in his palace, he'll do it. Okay? You be quiet.
Oh, it got a little condescending in the end there.
Yeah, no, it did.
It did. Sexist.
Dan, episode 3 for season 1, all wrapped up in a little present with a bow on top.
Yep.
A real mixed bag.
Week. We had a quiz thrown in.
Yeah.
We had some, of course, some more rules. We love our rules here.
Yep. The poo knife.
Poo knife.
I wasn't going to bring it back, but
yeah,
it's that's interesting.
Yeah. I'd love if somebody actually commented saying that they had a poo knife. That'd be good.
If we can find someone with a poo knife, that'd be outstanding.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening who knows Dan and gets invited to an event at his house, please don't be
I don't know. Yeah, don't be thrown off if I'm not wearing shoes when you come over.
Yeah.
You'll leave yours on. That's fine.
Leave it on.
Whatever.
It's a free world. Dan, all the usual plugs with
Tim Dan Graham, Instagram, Twitter, Tim Dan Tweets,
yep.
Facebook, search us, Tim and Dan. We're on YouTube. Tim and Dan, you can search the channel.
I think you've got is it fly on the wall? Is that the best thing for people to type?
Yeah, probably.
People finding
it. Yeah. Type in fly on the wall or...
Yeah.
So
we're getting some views.
Get in there. We've got some subscribers,
you know,
which
actually,
is very exciting.
What did we find out last week? So last week we wondered... What does a view on YouTube, like, what counts as a view?
Yeah, because we had quite a few and we're like, that can't be right.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. You hang around for 30 seconds. Very grateful for us. People. Right.
Yeah, thanks very much. So, 30
so
seconds.
So, YouTube as well. So, did I miss anything? I don't think so.
I don't think
three
so.
Three platforms and YouTube.
Yeah, get around them.
Whatever.
Hey, Dan, I can't wait to see you next week. There's going to be lots happening yep. over the weekend. I'm going to the tennis tonight, so.
There will no doubt be something from that.
Yeah, going to go see Wilfried Tsonga.
Yeah.
He's my favourite.
Let us know what he looks like. Tell us if he looks like Muhammad Ali. I reckon he does.
I will. Okay. We'll see you next week, Dan.
All right. See you guys.